Ever wanted to have a conversation with Ernest Hemingway? Each July, Maryland Humanities Living History series Chautauqua brings historical figures to life. For the past 20 years, artist Tom Chalkley has drawn caricatures of the featured historical figures for Chautauqua. Chalkley tells us what he's learned through the process.
I started drawing caricatures for Maryland Humanities 20 years ago. Maryland Humanities has used these exaggerated drawings for a number of its projects, but mainly to promote its annual Chautauqua programs. Chautauqua is a series of performances by scholar actors who have, over the last 22 years, portrayed historical characters ranging from Harriet Tubman to F. Scott Fitzgerald. A few of these characters, such as the great environmentalist Rachel Carson, have been featured several times in the Chautauqua programs, which has given me repeated opportunities to crack the codes of the same famous faces. Altogether, I've drawn more than 80 different historical figures for Maryland Humanities, many coming from Maryland history, but many others from the annals of culture, science, and adventure worldwide. As a caricaturist, I exaggerate the distinctive features of my subjects, but a good caricature is more than just a funny likeness. Just like the Chautauqua performers who hope to convey personalities as well as historical facts, I try to bring to life something about an actual person who walked and talked. I want to get the clothes and the hairstyles right, but most of all, I'm interested in faces. What is it that made Edgar Allan Poe look like Edgar Allan Poe? If I find 20 different photographs of Jackie Robinson, which one best captures his spirit? What will make these drawings not only recognizable, but insightful and informative? In a few cases, when there are no known portraits of particular individuals, I've had to invent faces to represent them. One example is Margaret Brent, one of Maryland's first English settlers famous for demanding her right to vote. Another is Sacagawea, the Native American woman who guided the Lewis and Clark expedition. In cases like these, I research the costumes of their eras and cultures and try to conjure up faces that suggest what we know about their personalities. I have always enjoyed the research that goes into these projects. Until about 10 years ago, this meant visiting the Central Enoch Pratt Free Library in downtown Baltimore and digging through books to find paintings and photos of my subjects. Those assignments taught me to treasure the library itself, especially its Maryland department. My research introduced me to facets of our state's history that I never learned about in school, like the border wars that used to break out between Maryland, Virginia, and Pennsylvania, or the African-American leaders in Baltimore who pioneered the civil rights movement when Martin Luther King was still a kid. The internet, and Google Images in particular, allows me to do my picture research without leaving home. While it's true that an internet search is much more efficient, I miss my old practice of poring through shelves full of what Poe called quaint and curious volumes of forgotten lore. At the Pratt, I learned an important lesson. When you dig below the Wikipedian surface of a famous person or historical event, the subject matter gets much more interesting. The internet gives you amazing reach and breadth, but the library gives you the details and the depth.
This year's Chautauqua performances will be held July 5th through 14th across Maryland. Locations near you can be found at mdhumanities.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WYPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein. Thank you.